At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, and maybe even good afternoon, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind style here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf, on sports, baby. Wow, get at me a couple different ways. You can holler at me, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on the Twitter. It is Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. And talk about real unbelievable action. We had it once again in week 3, whether it was Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills cruising by Washington, the football team. That guy Baker Mayfield got it done in emphatic fashion against Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. The Titans, Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry, get it done for them. The Ravens do it unbelievably. Man, oh man, a 66-yard field goal at the end of the game from Justin Tucker. Are you kidding me? Not to be outshined was Justin Herbert by none other than Patrick Mahomes. And no way, the Chargers, they get it done. That was unbelievable. What a performance there. Patriots not looking so sharp. Mac Jones on 1 week, off the next. The Saints, kind of the same for them. Jameis Winston, the guy looked pretty sharp once again this week. And wow, what a game from the Cardinals as they don't look so spectacular. The Jaguars run one back in the first half on a missed field goal attempt of 68 yards. Like, you can't make this stuff up. The Raiders, they keep winning, but they have overtime to get it done against the Dolphins. The Rams and the Buccaneers, that one definitely lived up to the hype, people. And Matty Stafford, that guy outguns Tom Brady. So, yeah, there's some real things happening. And that bad man in Green Bay, well, Aaron Rodgers, he's California cool, man, because he took it to the San Francisco 49ers, only needing 37 seconds on that last second drive. So a lot to dive into in the NFL, baby. It's week 3 of the NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today, but you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
First and goal from the one. There's Aaron Jones. Got it. Fourth touchdown of the night for Aaron Jones. They have the golden sombrero in baseball. That's a bad one. That's a four strikeout night. A four touchdown game for Aaron Jones. Looking for Senior Cheesehead again.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Yeah, just another spectacular day in the NFL. Week three, just once again, just individual performances galore. Aaron Jones, once again, a great job of going out there and contributing to his team's success. And Aaron Rodgers puts together an amazing performance for his Packers there in San Francisco against the San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to run through the scores for you, kind of give you some of the highlights from the games. 30-28, that's the final. The Packers do win, now 2-1 on the season. The 49ers also 2-1 on the season. Aaron Rodgers, 23 of 33, 261, couple touchdowns. Aaron Jones, 82 yards, a touchdown. Devontae Adams, 12 receptions, 132, and a touchdown for him as well. Let's just keep it rolling. We'll stay in the NFC North, and you have the Vikings who beat the Seahawks. And I'll tell you what, the Vikings got out kind of slow, but they wound up figuring out how to get themselves in this game, and they wound up figuring out how to get themselves their first victory. 30-17, 1-2 on the road year for them, 1-2 on the year for the Seahawks as well. Kirk Cousins over 300 yards, 323 to be exact, three touchdowns. So a big day for him without Delvin Cook, by the way. Rams, they get the job done, beating the Buccaneers 34-24. Tom Brady did have a hell of a day, 432 yards. Guy threw it 55 times to get that. Matty Stafford, a little bit more efficient, 27 of 38 for him, 343, four touchdowns. Just so many weapons, honestly, like crazy how many weapons that guy has to throw to. But that was the marquee matchup of the day, and it lived up to the hype. Let's keep it rolling for you people. Next game on the docket, Raiders, man, oh, man, 31-28, overtime to beat Jacoby Brissett and the Dolphins. Derek Carr, another big day, 386 yards for him, two touchdowns, pretty efficient. 26 of 43. Broncos, they continue to play extremely well early in the season here. 26 to nothing over the Jets. I know it's the Jets, but 26 to nothing is 26 to nothing. Teddy Bridgewater, talk about efficient. 19 of 25, 235 yards. So Melvin Gordon showing flashes of himself. The Cardinals, they get it done. Again, not pretty, relatively ugly, to be honest with you. 31-19 is the final. Jaguars had an unbelievable play at the end of the first half. 68-yard field goal attempt from the Cardinals. Doesn't make it. They run it back. A lot of momentum. Somehow, some way, Cardinals figure out a way to get that game. They get it done. Kyler Murray, like I said, not one of his best performances. 28 of 34 sounds good. 316 yards, didn't have a throwing touchdown, but an interception. So, again, big day for the Cardinals to get that victory and not be that team against the Jaguars. Bengals 24-10, they beat the Steelers. Starting to wonder about Big Ben, to be honest with you. Yeah, really starting to wonder about that guy. Big day for Najee Harris, though. He was all over the place for the Steelers. Bengals 24-10 on the season, 2-1 for them. Steelers 1-2. And by the way, Cardinals continue to be a team that is perfect, 3-0. Jaguars, on the other hand, 0-3. Giants, Falcons. Falcons do win this one, 17-14. Saquon, a little bit better, to be honest with you. A little bit more versatile game from him. Not the result for the Giants that they want. On Eli Manning Day or something like that. But, hey, it is what it is. Patriots go down to the Saints 28-13. That's the final there. Mac Jones, you know what, again, up and down a little bit. Alvin Kamara, the guys, they figure out a way to win a nice victory after struggling a week ago. Now the Saints on the season 2-1. Patriots 1-2. Chiefs 1-2 on the season as they struggle. They lose to the Chargers, who are now 2-1. 30-24 is the final there. Justin Herbert outshines Patrick Mahomes. Sorry, man, but four touchdowns on the day, 281 yards, and Mike Williams with a huge day, seven receptions, 122, two touchdowns. So big days for a lot of people. 25-16, that's the final for the Titans. They beat the Colts, and I'll tell you what, gutty performance from Carson Wentz, but just not enough. Ryan Tannehill, three touchdowns, pretty efficient day, 197. A nice day from Derrick Henry controlling things on the ground, 28 carries, 113 yards. Lions thought they were going to get it done. By the way, Colts 0-3, Titans are 2-1. Lions thought they were going to get a win. They really did. Right down to the wire here, man. 17 points for them, 19 for the Ravens on a kick, a final kick by Justin Tucker of 66 yards. Now the new long record as far as field goals go from this guy. Just an amazing kick for the Ravens to somehow come away with that game on the road, 19-17. 2-1 for them, 0-3 for the Lions now. The Browns, they win 26-6. Odell Beckham back on the field. Good to see that. Five receptions for him, 77 yards. Baker, 246. More importantly, a victory. 2-1 for them, 1-2 for the Bears. Bills, like I said, a nice performance from Josh Allen. Four touchdowns on the day for him, 358, 43-21. That's the final for them. And then the game that happened on Thursday, we forget about it, but some major things happened in that football game. Christian McCaffrey goes out Sam Darnold, though, finds a way to get it done for his team, 24-9. So those are the scores. Man, oh, man. Once again, amazing day in the NFL as far as what happened. Real quick, Packers 30-28 over the 49ers. Vikings 30-17 over the Seahawks. Rams 34-24 over the Buccaneers. Raiders getting it done 31-28 in overtime. Buccaneers 26-0 over the Jets. They're still undefeated, 3-0, the Broncos. Cardinals 31-19 over the Jaguars. Them too, 3-0. Bengals 24-10. Giants going down to the Falcons 17-14. Saints, they get it done 28-13 over the Patriots. Chargers in a shocker somewhat, as we knew it was going to be a good one, but I really think we all thought that this guy, Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs would not go under 500. They are. They're 1-2. 30-24, the final there for Justin Herbert and the Chargers. 25-16, Titans over the Colts. Ravens 19-17 on that crazy 66, now new record-setting field goal from Justin Tucker. 26-6, Browns over Bears. Bills on that game, 43-21 over the Washington football team. And the Panthers again on Thursday, 24-9 over the Texans. Andy Dorf, lots to dive into. I'm going to do it on the other side, so keep it close, everybody. It's the NFL Rewind style right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the Legal Helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Third and four.
He shows up on tape.
Mayfield with a bullet. Callaway in the open. And a touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with you here on Sports Overnight America. Love being with you here on Sports Overnight America, by the way. It's the NFL Rewind style on Sports Overnight America. You can always get at me a couple of different ways. I think you can call me 1-800-878-7529. I think you can check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. I think you can check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. I think you can check me out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And, you know, thinking about the Browns and the Bears with that game, and quite frankly, I knew that the Browns were going to give them a pounding, because I think that the Browns are a team that when push comes to shove, they're going to be there. They're going to be one of those teams that could get out of the AFC. I think that that's where I'm at, to be honest with you, at this point in the season already. I can already tell you some of the pretenders and some of the contenders. Yeah, you heard me. I can tell you some of the pretenders and I can tell you some of the contenders. Like, for real, the Bears, they're pretenders. So if you want Justin Fields on the field, that's great. But when I think about their situation, at the end of the day, it's ridiculous, because the best guy that should actually be on the field for them, he's never going to see the field. And it's not Andy Dalton. That's probably Nick Foles. The guy won a freaking Super Bowl not too long ago. Like it's insane to me how people are thinking. So the Bears are they're pretenders. The Browns, they're contenders, man. Like, for real, they are contenders. They've got a solid running game. They have a good defense. Those are two things that travel anywhere and everywhere, people. The Cleveland Browns are for real. They're legit. They really are. As much as it pains me to say it, they are a team that has a legitimate shot to get out of the AFC, especially after what I tell you about how I feel about the Kansas City Chiefs here in a moment. So, yeah, I'm starting to believe in the Cleveland Browns, and I don't think anything very much of the Chicago Bears. They're going to win some games that they probably shouldn't. But you know what? They're experimenting, and they're trying things, and they're trying to develop themselves around a young guy. So they're pretenders. Cleveland, they're contenders. Buffalo, that's another team that they're contenders, man. Washington, they're pretenders. Everybody in that division is probably a pretender, with maybe the exception of the Dallas Cowboys. They at least have a lot of talent. So they probably will wind up winning that division. But let's go back to the Bills, because I love Josh Allen. Flat out love that dude. He could very easily wind up being the MVP of this league. Don't be shocked. Don't be surprised. That kid is remarkable. He'll beat you with his feet. He'll beat you with his arm. He'll beat you with his head. This kid is really good. He's really good. He's a complete package, if you ask me. So, yeah, I like the Buffalo Bills, because, again, they have things that travel well. They can run the football game. Zach Moss and Singletary, I'll tell you what, not a bad 1-2 punch. And Cole Beasley and Emmanuel Sanders and all the weapons that Josh Allen has to throw to. Yeah, I think they're contenders, man. I think they're legit. I really do. They're going to be there in the end. Washington, not so much. And I don't think it would have been any different if they had Fitzmagic either. Like Taylor Heineke, don't call me Taylor Heineken. The guy's okay, but he's not next level okay. He ain't going to get you to the promised land. He's not going to get you where you want to really be. So, yeah, this Washington team is a bunch of pretenders. We got two contenders we were talking about, the Bills and the Browns. We got two jokesters of contenders, which we like to call pretenders. That's the Washington football team, and that's the Chicago Bears. And both for different reasons, but very similar. Neither one of them have a quarterback. But maybe the Bears will in the future. So give it a shot and experiment a little bit. Ravens and Lions. Okay, I'm not totally sure. Look, here's what I'm going to say about the Ravens. They're contenders in the sense that they got a lot of heart and they'll never quit. They're maybe pretenders in the sense that I ain't buying into Lamar, man. Sorry, I just am not buying into that dude. Just not doing it. Defense, they were pretty stout, though. They were pretty good. But they need Gus Edwards back in a major way. So until that dude gets back, Raven, book is still kind of out on you. I'm not sure if you're really a contender. But I know you're not necessarily a pretender in the sense that you're not faking the funk, man. Like, you want to win and you're going to compete. I get it. I totally get it. Just don't know if you're going to have the horses because you're so banged up. Like, too early, you're already banged up. And the Lions, we know they're a joke, man. We know. Sorry, but that's just the truth. So they're pretenders, 100%. Titans might be contenders. They might be. Not totally sure. Colts, they're definitely pretenders. But they're gonna battle. Like that's what's gonna happen with them, game in and game out. They're not gonna win many, but they're gonna be tough out every single week. It's gonna be tough to beat them, but they're gonna lose more often than not. Titans, I think they're good because again, if you notice the theme that I have here, defense and running games. Those are two things that are going to do really well all year long. Derrick Henry, that Titan defense. As long as Ryan Tannehill doesn't mess things up, another team that might shock us, and they might actually be there a little further than we think. Titans are contenders. I think there's going to be some serious – there's going to be a fight in the AFC, man. It's going to be a dogfight. I think that's where I'm getting at. So let's keep it rolling with this theme here. Chargers and Chiefs. Chargers are borderline contenders, okay? I know they got the victory today. I get it. The Chiefs, we know, they're contenders. I get it, man. But I'll tell you what, they got some problems, man. Like, I know how good Patrick Mahomes is, but that defense? They got some problems. They got some issues. That's the problem with Tampa Bay, too, by the way. We'll get to them in a while. But that's the two teams that were in the Super Bowl, they got common issues. So the Chiefs, they're definitely contenders, but they got to clear some stuff up. That defense better get a whole heck of a lot better. Justin Herbert just lit them. He shred them, man. Four touchdown passes. He shred them apart. Mike Williams was just a beast. And week in and week out, that guy should be a beast, for crying out loud. Big, very nice, big, wide receiver target, man. Yeah, Justin Herbert can make all the throws. The Chargers are borderline freaking contenders. The reason I'm not giving them the full-fledged is because I want to see the follow-up to what happens next week. Like, you just beat the Chiefs in a game where I don't think a lot of people thought this was truly going to happen. Really don't think they did. I didn't. I was one of those people. Didn't think it was going to happen. So now I'm like, okay, so the Chargers, they're probably a little bit better than I thought they were. But now you got to follow it up next week and show me that this wasn't we can reach this, but we don't necessarily maintain this. But both these teams might wind up being contenders. Chiefs got to start winning some football games, by the way. Saints and Patriots. Saints, it's hard for me to say they're a contender. Another borderline contender. Because I feel like Jameis is a little up and down right now. So I'm not sold on whether or not he's got this team to full contender status. And the Patriots, they're not a contender, I'm sorry. Rookie quarterback. I know that like some people in the media were pretty hyped up about this team. I don't see it. I'm sorry. I just don't see it. So they're losing stock with me big time. Mac Jones has got some growing up to do. For real. For sure. Borderline contender from the Saints. I think Sean Payton is kind of what gives him that little hump. Like he can get him over the hump. And Jameis has got to be a little bit better week in, week out. Falcons and Giants, they're terrible, man. They're trash. They're both looking for the draft. That's what's going up there. Bengals and Steelers. Okay, here's what's up here. Neither one of these teams are contenders. Bengals are moving in the right direction, and the Steelers are moving in the wrong direction. Flat out, man. That's just the truth. Moving in the wrong freaking direction. Big Ben slowing down big time. I got to get through the rest of these. I'll do it on the other side. I know the break is here, but a ton to dive into. So I can't wait to keep doing it. Keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, it is the NFL Rewind style right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
The snap. Josh wants to throw. Rolls right. Cox his arm. Still has it now. On the run. Gets that down. Northern.
Touchdown.
He is in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Josh Allen. A 3-yard runner on the right side. The Bills score their first touchdown of the game with 10:21 left to play in the fourth quarter.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
The heroes of the 60s, like the game itself, seem larger than life size.
All right, now I want you to listen to me, and listen good. Because this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball, we're going to pass the ball, we're going right down this field, and we're going to score.
Sets up a third and five. Lamar Jackson, pocket collapsing. He's going to dart, he's going to run. Inside the five, Jackson into the touchdown. Oh, kind of quicks by Lamar Jackson. And that time, I don't care if you're running for a college of defense or a Hall of Fame defense, nobody was going to bring that kid down.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, people, and Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens may have walked away with one of the most improbable victories you've ever seen in a football game of all time. A 66-yard field goal from Justin Tucker to get the job done in record-setting fashion. Yeah, that's how it went down for Lamar and the fellas on Sunday in a game in Detroit. 19-17. Lamar Jackson, 16 of 31 on the day, 287, 1-1. That's one touchdown, one interception. Runs the ball for 58 yards. They ran the ball for 22 as a team. So 116 yards there, but I'm telling you what, Gus Edwards makes a big difference. He ain't on that field right now. So we'll see how long Lamar can carry these guys. That's why borderline contenders, man. Back to that theme of contenders and pretenders. Because, again, I think it's early, but I already got a pretty good feel on what I'm seeing. Some of these teams, I actually gave them too much credit early. And not enough credit to some of these other teams. So shame on me, but I'm a quick learner. That's one thing I know about myself. By the way, you can get at me if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so I left you with the Bengals and Steelers, both pretenders. But the Bengals moving in the right direction and the Steelers moving in the wrong direction. And they don't have a quarterback behind Big Ben, so they're just going to have to keep throwing him out there and hoping for the best. And I hope this guy doesn't get really, really, really badly hit. And in turn, obviously, maybe end his career. So they got to do a much better job of protecting Big Ben. Cardinals, borderline contenders right now. Borderline. I know they're 3-0. I get it, people. And everyone thinks I hate on the Cardinals. Live in the Valley of the Sun, for crying out loud. I don't hate on any of these teams. I'm objective as all hell. Because I can sit here and look at them and not do it as a homer. They won the game, okay? They beat the Jaguars. And maybe things are a little different if they didn't hit that moment in the third quarter where I think the Cardinals scored 14 points in like a matter of a minute, maybe under a minute, which completely changed the game around. And the Jaguars had all the momentum after that 68-yard missed field goal from the Arizona Cardinals at the end of the first half, and they run it back 109 yards. Like, that's insane. So, I'm not sold on Kyler Murray. I'm not sold on Cliff Kingsbury. I still think things are a little too gimmicky at times. And I do think that you need to have a solid running game. And where the hell has the connection with DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray been as of late? Something seems a little off to me with them right now. All right, I know I got callers. I'm just going to finish my thought on this really, really quickly, and I will jump out to the phone lines at 1-800-878-7529. But DeAndre Hopkins, 3 catches, 21 yards, only 6 targets. I don't know, man. Something's not right there right now, at least in my opinion. Been wrong before, but I think these guys got to figure things out. And I think they got to put it together real quick. Because I know they're winning games, and it looks good. But I think it's a little bit more smoke and mirrors than anything right now. Broncos and Jets. Jets, oh, they're a joke. The Jaguars were a joke, too, by the way. That's why I didn't even talk about them as far as pretenders and contenders. We know these two teams, Jets and Jaguars, are absolute pretenders. The Broncos are not a contender either. However, they do have a very good defense. They do, man. That thing's legit. Raiders, borderline contenders. You know why? Because I'm starting to believe in Derek Carr for crying out loud. Like, I'm starting to believe that dude is getting himself to another level. Rams and Buccaneers, they're both contenders. Both teams are contenders, man. Seahawks and Vikings, neither one of those teams are contenders. Neither one of them. Packers and 49ers, Packers are definitely contenders. 49ers are not contenders. They're dabbling too much with Trey Lance, and their running game is lacking, man. I'm sorry, but you lose Mostert, you lose Elijah, you lose all these dudes, man. It's too hard. It's really, really too difficult. All right, I want to jump out to the phones. Don't want to take away from you, the fan, because quite frankly, it really is all about you, the fan. I love you people. And this guy, maybe more so than most, it's like a brother from another. I got to jump out to the phones and hook up with MISM. That's Mitch in Santa Monica, hooking up with the Dorf Man right here on the NFL Style Rewind here of the Sports Overnight America program. What's up, brother? How you living?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking the call on a Sunday night. Kind of rare to get through on a Sunday night with you. But, wow, what an incredible sports day and what an incredible NFL day. I mean, just Justin Tucker hitting the game winner and breaking his own record. And then to tonight's Sunday night football game. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything else. And when you think about it, if you listen to the post-game interview with Aaron Rodgers, and he says, you know, I ride the bus, I ride the plane, and Mason and I, we sit together on all the things. I mean, he and Mason are so in touch with each other for the last 15 years, he knows what he needs to do. He's got 2 plays, 37 seconds, and it's done. You know, the woulda, coulda, shoulda, a couple bad calls, doesn't matter. The way the 17-game season is playing out and the 3-game pregame season is playing out, and I'm curious, it'll be interesting, Andy, when you and I talk 5 years down the road, if this still is the same, is if that first week, the way the Packers played and others played, is really a preseason game. Like, it's a kind of a throwaway game. To kind of figure it out.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I think, great point, Mitch, man. I mean, absolutely. The Packers were completely unprepared in week one. That was, as you look at it over the last couple of weeks, as they're starting to put things together a little bit, it's beyond obvious. And the other teams that did that, I think, you know, you can say the same a little bit about the Kansas City Chiefs, who, you know what? They're still not hitting on all cylinders, and they've got some serious issues on defense, bro. Tampa Bay has some issues on defense. Like,
Pittsburgh has issues.
I think you have a great point about that first game, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I think now it's kind of like we've basically realize that our season ticket holders, we can't charge them for 2 games or whatever it is, you know, and we can charge them now for an extra game and they'll be there, and we can now create an NFL environment with 17 games, and and we're just going to rest our players, our starters. We know our regular starters. It's the rookies, it's the other guys that we need to figure out who is it that's going to make our team. you know, I mean, as we saw like 80% of starters didn't even play any of the preseason. And so everyone's kind of figured
okay, so,
out.
Hey,
and
so,
the great
so,
teams. Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, the quality of the game itself, are you satisfied, unsatisfied, don't have enough of a sample size? What do you think of the officiating? Because I'll tell you what, I think it's dicey at best. But as far as the actual product, I've actually been relatively shocked and surprised because we're seeing some amazing plays. And yeah, the defenses are maybe always a little bit behind the eight ball in the beginning of the season. And, you know, maybe that's why you're seeing some of these fluky plays at the end of games or just wild plays and things along those lines. But at the end of the day, right now, where are you with the quality of the game and the quality of the officiating?
So let me just break it down to one team of which that I follow, and that is the Green Bay Packers. And in three games, Aaron had yet to try or really complete a back shoulder pass to any receivers. And tonight he did two of them to Adam. And that kind of showed it took them two or three games to get into that mode. And then there was another play in which their timing was off. So I think they're still, much like we always said at the beginning of the NFL season with a 16-game season, it took us two or three games to get into it. Both now it's going to take us two, three, maybe four games to get into it. Hey, if you weren't entertained today with NFL football, then you might as well go to soccer. I mean, you know, go to something that's ridiculous. Because today, the NFL game was as entertaining as you could possibly get. I mean, the Baltimore-Detroit game, seriously. I mean, that was a great, entertaining game. Atlanta Giants was close. I mean, I can't believe that the Saints are doing what they're doing. And then, of course, my LA Chargers, you know, take it into Kansas City and win on the road? I mean, that's insane. And then, of course, you have tonight's game, which is by far probably the best game. Last Monday night's Baltimore game was fantastic. But, I mean, arguably could be the best game of the season so far. So
yeah,
we
I mean,
are
for,
on
you,
trajectory,
for you, as a
it's not linear. This is more tangential that the games are, the first week was meh, and now we're getting even more games every week that are really good.
All right, here's where we're at, man, and appreciate the call, obviously, from Mitch in Santa Monica. Look, man, at the end of the day, we see that this league is more and more of a freaking quarterbacks league, man. Justin Herbert is a dude that is ready to step up to the challenge of being a guy that can maybe put his name in the same breath as Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, which is absolutely crazy to think, but with the performance that he had and them going out there and winning 30-24 when nobody thought that was happening, I'm sorry, man, but that's special. That is really, really special. This is a quarterback's freaking league, and if you have a quality quarterback, you got a legitimate shot to be special in the NFL. I know I got to come back, wrap things up like I always do, with a parting shot. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Week freaking three. Just keep buckling up. That's all I can say. Like, seriously, keep buckling up, because when you think you've seen what you don't think you're going to see once again, guess again, because it may just happen, man. Like, what a performance from Justin Herbert and the Chargers. What an amazing performance from Aaron Rodgers getting that gutsy win against the San Francisco 49ers with 37 seconds left to go down and set up Mason Crosby for a 51-yard field goal. And when you think about it, it's a quarterbacks and kickers league. Like, seriously, Justin freaking Tucker setting a new record of 66 yards. You can't make this stuff up, man. It's unbelievable. It really, really is. And so special things are happening. We're only in week three. Honestly, can't wait to talk to you about week four. I know it's a little bit away from me, but always looking forward to that. As you know, the next week is a new opportunity for your team to go out there and do something. And you know, for some teams, maybe get their first win. Other teams, keep it rolling, man. Like, I think if I'm not getting too far ahead of myself, but I do think the Rams and the Cardinals play in week four. And you know what? That is teams that are undefeated at this point. And speaking of that, keep it rolling, Cardinals, because you got to. You just got to, man. You really, really got to. And speaking of rolling, I know we're talking NFL football because we do it. We love it. We absolutely love it. But I would absolutely be remiss if I didn't mention what happened with the USA and the Ryder Cup. We're not oblivious to what's going on in the world, man, but we love talking NFL football, and that's why it's called the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America, man. So week three in the books, people, looking very forward to week four of the NFL. Keep it close, everybody. It's been Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. Take care, everybody.